Can we maybe go into a definition of an escapement goal? It's a word I use in writing about salmon a lot, and fisheries managers use it, and fishermen hear it a lot. Is there an easy way to define what this is? What is the goal trying to do?
So the escapement goal is basically how many fish that you put into the river to spawn. And you choose an escapement goal that gives you a large sustainable catch for the future.
How does Fish and Game, or how do managers come up with goals? What are they designed to do?
Yeah, well, there's a sort of a trade-off. When you've got very few fish, you get very little, a few adults coming back. When you get a whole lot of fish, they compete with each other, and so they don't produce much of a surplus that you can catch. So right in the middle is kind of a sweet spot, and managers look at historical data and try to find the number of spawners that gives you the largest sustainable surplus that you can catch.
And escapement goals are controversial because they are pretty hard to understand. What have you seen in your research?
One of my big motivations for doing this class is that a lot of times there are difficulties with the fishermen and the managers talking to each other about escapement goals, and there's a lot of misunderstandings about where they come from, and it kind of hinders discussion about between the managers and the stakeholders about whether they're too high or too low, or how confident we are about them. And the analyses that Fish and Game uses to set escapement goals are pretty sophisticated, and probably, most stakeholders wouldn't really be able to follow all of the details, but the basic concepts are really simple, and that's what I'm coming down for. I want to make sure that people understand the basics of how escapement goals are set, and also talk about the in-season management and explain why it's so difficult for the managers to achieve their escapement goals every year.
And why is that?
The priority for the manager is escapement. Catches are sort of a second priority, but the problem is that the fish show up on the fishing grounds before they show up on the spawning grounds. And managers are never sure exactly how many fish are going to show up. And they also have this complication that some years the run is early and some years the run is late, so it can look stronger or weaker than it actually is. So the managers have to manage the catch before they have a really good idea of how many fish they have to work with, and also before they get really good escapement data.
You've developed an online interactive tool to model this and people can go on and play with?
Yeah, basically I've come up with a couple of video games basically that you can look at the data that a manager might have and try to decide what the escapement goal should be. There's another video game where you pretend that you're the manager and you open and close fisheries and try to hit your escapement goal at the end of the season.
So you're going to be giving a demonstration in those games?
Yeah. So, I'll basically start off by presenting some basic concepts, and then we'll just turn people loose to try these games and try to manage these salmon fisheries by themselves.